recording. So let's do a roll call for the meeting, and I will announce your names and just be present or here if you would. Gary Allen?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
I'm here. Randy Altergott? Randy here? Jay Brown?
Present.
Frank Bonomo? Another call for Frank. Frank? John Carmanolo?
Here.
Carmanola, I apologize.
No problem. I'm here.
William DeMeo? Bill DeMeo? Lucretia Jones?
I'm here.
Franklin Quadro?
I am here, thank you.
And Scott, just to interrupt real quickly, I think we froze on a couple people. So when you go into, if anyone did not identify themselves as here, I had frozen. I know it was like right around in Ina's, Mendoza's part, so.
Okay, well, I can go through those again as well, too. John McNichol? And Ina Mendoza?
Present.
All right. Deb Reed? Beth Real? Dennis Regan? And Nicole Rico Sereno? Well, we picked up one on that.
Yes, I knew Anita was here, so that's how I noticed it was frozen.
How about, is Andrew Norton on the phone? Is there anyone else whose name I didn't call?
Yes, Diana Cohen from Central Connecticut State University.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How about yourself?
To public comment, are there any members of the public who would like to comment?
I'm sorry, I'm also here. My name is Casey Considine. I'm with Disability Rights Connecticut. We house the CAP program, the Client Assistance Program. I'm also here.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Any members of the public who would like to make a comment? No members of the public appear to be present, okay? So let's move to the agenda items. We'll do the approval of the minutes. the minutes.
It's Kendra Valenti. I make the motion to accept the minutes.
I got a second.
Lucretia Jones, I second.
Do we have any discussion on the minutes? No discussion? So, those in favor of accepting the minutes, say yes.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Anyone abstaining? Okay, so minutes are approved from the prior meeting. On to work group reports, and we'll do membership to begin.
Good morning, everybody. I'll start with our membership committee. Currently, we have a couple of vacancies.
I apologize. I have to interrupt. Please announce who's speaking for the record.
This is Lucretia Jones. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you. We just need to make sure we know who's speaking. That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Currently, we have a couple of vacancies. One is in the category of recipient of services. That would be Dawn Sutton, the council. And the other is in the category of workforce investment system. As for the, as for the Department of Labor, we're waiting on policy. We have one that was identified, but we're just waiting to hear back. And the other is the client assistant program. And we were also informed that Casey Counseling was invited to attend. And this is what I have thus far. I don't know if Mary would like to add to that, if anything else has come across her desk.
Nope, not since then. I know that we are working on having Casey appointed to the State Rehab Council officially. But thank you for attending in the meantime. She will be the representative for our CAPS program.
Okay, thank you, Mary. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much. Next, finance. That's me. And we just had one expenditure since the last meeting. And that was $25,416.68 to the National Council of State Agencies of the Blind to support their programs. And that concludes the finance report. Any questions on either one of those two work reports?
Philip McGallick, question?
Yes.
Hi, just would like to know the status of Bill DeMayo as a member of the SRC. I haven't heard him on one meeting in the past year, so I'm not sure if he's actually on it or is aware he's on it.
I can answer that, actually. I just spoke to Bill the other day.
Okay.
He unfortunately had been away in December, but he actually had a conflict this meeting as well with his work. Apparently, he has a standing meeting at the same time, so he reached out just to make sure that it was okay and if we still wanted him on the council. He's hoping to be able to work it out for the next meeting. So I told him it was okay, and hopefully he can, at least participate in work groups, and we'll keep him updated. But he does plan to be here in June.
Okay, great, because he would be a great asset.
Yeah, that's what I said to him too. So,
yeah.
He's just unfortunate. Sometimes you just have those standing meetings, that conflict, and that's kind of where it's at right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with all of us, Mary.
No problem.
So we can move on to new business, and first item there is the election of a chair and vice chair. As you know, both of those
Keith, I'm going to start with just reading straight out of the bylaws, and just to give you a little bit of an idea of what the expectations are just from past experience. But the chairperson, I'll start with the chairperson, shall preside over, oh wait, there's somebody coming in the lobby. I just want to make sure everybody, whoever gets knocked out, okay. The chairperson shall preside over all meetings of the council and perform such executive functions, including the establishment of various work groups from among the membership to review topics of relevance and importance to the council and make recommendations to the full council for deliberation. So that's what is actually in our bylaws as far as the duties. And that's you know, pretty much the role, with the, it doesn't add that you will be running the meetings, similar to what Scott is doing today, and I thank Scott for stepping in and kind of taking over this piece, because Dawn had unexpectedly needed to resign from the council altogether, so we didn't even have a kind of a transition piece over, so that has created this position to be vacant, and it will be finishing up Dawn's term. All of our elections happen in September of each year, so we'll probably go through the election process again in September to have the position continue, you know, is in it, or elect a new person, whatever that process may be. So this is kind of a special election, you know, to see if if anybody would be willing to take over the chairperson. The commitment isn't actually that much, just from a personal, you know, experience. You know, it is, you know, to be able to show up quarterly to the meeting. It is quarterly. The date's already established, so our meeting in June, I don't have the date in front of me, but I could look it up. You know, is already established, so it would be really just running the June and September meeting. So that's pretty much it. And then any work groups that we have established, we don't really have any standing work groups. We finished up most of the ones that we had been working on, but occasionally we'll have work groups. For our most recent one was for our state plan goals. We've had work groups for the satisfaction survey. We've had just various work groups if we are establishing a policy. So the chairperson is just responsible for helping organize that. So that's it. I don't know if anybody has any questions on the role before we continue.
Anyone have any questions on those two positions? I guess the next thing to do is to ask if anyone is interested in either one of those.
I could go into a little detail actually before we begin, Scott, on the vice chair. You know, just to, okay. Yeah, I didn't do that. I'll go into the bylaws again. It just says the vice chairperson shall, in the event that the chairperson is unable to perform his or her duties, perform those duties and exercise the duties of the chairperson. This actually is a new position. We've never had this position established, but we felt, just given the sudden departure, you know, that it would be good to have a chairperson. So we're going to now go for the election of a vice chair as well. And again, that position is really just kind of to assist the chairperson.
Phil McGallick?
The vice chair position.
Yes, Philip McGallick is interested in the vice chair position.
Thank you, Phil.
Gary Allen?
Anyone interested in the chair position?
I am. Gary Allen.
Gary. Thank you, Gary. Are there any other nominations from the group?
Mm-hmm.
as vice chair. Can I get a motion on that?
I'll make a motion for Gary as chair. Phil McGowanick?
I'll vote to both Gary as chair and Phil as vice chair.
Was that, that was the second? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear it.
Mr. John Carnamore, I'd like to raise a motion to elect Gary Allen as chair and Phil McGowanick as vice chair.
Thank you. Can I get a second on that?
This is Lucretia Jones. I second that motion.
So all those in favor of Gary as chair and Phil as vice chair, please say yes.
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 Did you want to move? Okay, the motion passes, and thank you all very much for stepping up. Gary as chair and Phil as vice chair. Thank you.
Yay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Scott, would you mind if I interject a little bit about the agenda? Is there a way that we can skip over, and Diana, please, you know, jump in if it's not okay with you, to our success story? Because we have a lot of guests that are attending, and we told them 10:30, and it will take less time than the consumer satisfaction survey, and I don't want everyone to have to wait, if that's okay, Diana.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I have a meeting at 11, so they can go first as long as you think that maybe I could conclude my comments by 11.
Yeah, so maybe we can give about 10 minutes to the success story, if that's okay, and then make sure that we start the consumer satisfaction by 10:45.
Sure.
Is that okay? Or unless you guys want to wait, Sam, it's up to you guys. But
it's fine.
Sam?
Is assuming everyone is okay with that. Eric Jones, you available to
yes.
Introduce Sam?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, let me start off by saying that it is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Sam Bodie, who exemplifies human perseverance, in my opinion. Sam has multiple disabilities, and despite these disabilities, which include legal blindness and a neurological impairment that impact both fine and gross motor skills, he has demonstrated compensatory skills which have allowed him to maintain successful competitive gainful employment throughout his vocational history. So Sam has prepared his story. It's very long. Well, not long, but longitudinal story that is, I believe, pre-recorded. And afterwards, if there's a couple of questions, he can answer them. So without any further ado, I'll turn it over to you, Sam.
Thank you very much, Eric. And hello, Sam Bodie. And I work at North Bevere High School Public Schools. And it's been a very long journey, but hello everyone, my name is Jim Bodie. I'm a TVI, so I pre-recorded my story just so I don't go off tangents.
Ready? Okay. I'm back. So, I was brought to Eric because I have a very rare disease called Friedreich's ataxia. affects many of my abilities, but primarily it affects my eyesight. Currently, I work at Georgetown Public Schools as a paraprofessional. Let me roll you through my journey, because it most definitely does start off that way. I graduated Northwood High School in 05, and I went to Southern Connecticut State University, and I graduated Southern Entrance then, but I majored in Bachelor of Science in Communications with a specialization of video production. So my original goal after graduating was to become a video editor. And after numerous attempts at the interview process, my disease slowly but progressively got worse, and I did have to change my goal. So what's important here is that my ability to change, so then my goals had to change, which was okay with me. All I really wanted to do was work. So my drive and determination pushed me forward so that I could overcome all my obstacles, which, by the way, was a lot. I had to relook at just about everything, and I had to find out what I really ended up wanting to do. So I definitely enjoyed helping people and talking to other kinds of people. So I ended up volunteering at my little high school, which I didn't think I would enjoy. But I really did love it. Did like it a lot. I did enjoy it. I enjoyed helping the students. And I enjoyed the connection I made with the kids. So I made the most of my volunteer opportunity. And I think I proved myself. So I got hired for a paid position. Two years ago, I was promoted to become a paraprofessional. Very exciting news for me. I began working with special education students. I felt like I finally found a place where I belong. And I finally found that I could make a difference. This year I started working at a school to work to this program. It's a bridge program between high school and secondary education or employment. It is between the age of 18 and 22. The students with all different types of abilities in my new position. I've helped to create the new website and to spread awareness. So in their transition program, there are two different tracks, one for employment and one for college.
Hi, good to see you in person. I'm listening to me.
For the employment track.
Thank you,
I would reach out to local businesses to see if they would want to partner with the transition program. And students would gain work experience, or they could go in for job shadow. For the contract, I'll set up contours, and I'll make sure that they meet up with the business and with the disability services. I'll also set up alumni to come in to talk to us about programs. They are interested. I love my job. I love helping young students reach their goals. I also think young people seeing me work opens their eyes to different people with different abilities. I would like to take this time to thank Eric for all his time and dedication. Eric always treats my family as a unit. Uses his open communication with us. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank my employers, my vice principal, Ryan Collins, my principal, Todd Sepler, and my superintendent, Scott Schoonmaker. Thank you very much for taking a chance on me. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions.
Hi, Sam. It's Kendra Valenti. This is more of a comment than a question. But the schools obviously must be very proud to have you. I love the fact that you love your job and helping people. So having that day-to-day passion is just fantastic for others. Very exciting, and I have no doubt that you will be, or already are certainly, a strong mentor for others around you, and honestly, just for me. I mean, I've really enjoyed what you've shared personally, and I really appreciate it, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Phil McGalnick. I would like to echo those sentiments and congratulate you on doing something that you love. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
So, no other questions?